Today's shiur is daf Pei Chesem and Aleph. We're up to the top line. We've been learning for the last number of days a machlokes Reb Yosi and Rabbanon, how many days of prisha, of separation there was between husbands and wives before Kabbalah Satira. And based on that, we also have a machlokes what actually was the date of Matan Torah. Vav Sivan or Zayin Sivan. Rabbi Yossi has it as Zayin Sivan because he says there were 3 days of Prisha, and the Rabbanon hold it was Vav Sivan because there were only 2 days of Prisha. Toshma de Tanya b'Seyda Oilam. It says in Seyda Oilam, it's a Braisa. Nisan Shebayotzi Yisroel Mitzrayim, the Nisan which Klai Yisroel left Mitzrayim, Ba'aba Osu Shochtu Pescheim, on the 14th day of Nisan they brought the Karim Pesach, B'chamish Osu Yotzu, and they left Mitzrayim on 15 days of Nisan. V'oysuyoyim Erev Shabbos Hayu. 15 days of Nisan was a Friday. Now, Umidereish Yirchad Nisan Erev Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on Erev Shabbos, because the 15 days is on Friday, then Rosh Chodesh must have been on Erev Shabbos. And as we said many times yesterday, Nisan is always a 30-day month. So then Reish Yachad Yirchad B'Shabbos. Then Rosh Chodesh Iyar is Sunday. And Iyar being a 29-day month, the Sivan, betray B'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Sivan will be on Monday, which will be a kashal on Rabbi Yossi, because according to Rabbi Yossi, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Sunday. Amlach Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi will say, Amani, who is the town of this Brice, that must be Rabbanan he. Toshma, one final Brice in this Machlaikus. Rabbi Yossi Omer, B'Sheni Ola Moshe V'Yorad, on the Monday, Moshe Rabbeinu went on the second day of Sivan. Moshe Rabbeinu went up and then came back down. B'shlishi Olivi Yorad. On Tuesday, he did the same. On the third day, and B'dalad Yorad V'shuv Lo Ola. On the third day, which is the fourth day, he went up and he didn't come back down. Ask the Gemara, Umachash Lo Ola, if he never went up, Meichi Yorad. How can you go up without going down? How can you go down without coming up? El B'ri Olivi Yorad. On the fourth day, he also went up. B'chamisha bought a mizbeach. On the fifth day, he bought a mizbeach for hikrav of carbon. B'shisha loy hayo loy p'nai. On the sixth day, he had no time. My lam mishum Torah. Isn't the reason? Because the 6 days when the Torah was given, which would be a proof that the Torah was given on the sixth day in Sivan. Says the Mara loy mishum Torah Shabbos. You know why he didn't have a time for anything else? Was because he was busy preparing for Shabbos. But not because the Torah was actually given that day. The Torah was actually given the next day on Zayin Sivan, according to Rabbi Yossi. And Mefarshim point out, we learned yesterday that originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Torah on Friday. Just Hosev Yom Echad, Moshe Yom Echad, Moshe extended it. So what would have been if the Torah would have been given on Friday? What would have been with preparation for Shabbos? So Farshim said like this, if we would have gotten the Torah, that could have pushed away preparing for Shabbos. But if we don't have the Torah, then we have to prepare for Shabbos. Now we begin the sugyas of learning some Agadah to Gemara about Kabbalah Satira. There's a wealth of drush on this sugya. We only have 45 minutes. Darash Ahu Gilulah. So this person from the north said a leader of Chizda. He was standing by Rav Chizda, but Rav Chizda was sitting, and he was standing, so it looked like he was standing on top of Rav Chizda. Brich Rachmana, blessed be Hashem, the Yov that he gave us, orientally soy, he gave us a Torah that has in it 3 parts. So Rashi says, what are the 3 parts? Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. The Ritva says the 3 parts are Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebalpeh, and Sisrei Torah, the secrets of Torah. La'am Tlusoi, to a nation that has 3 parts, Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. Ayidei Tlusoi, Moshe was the 3rd of 3 children from his parents, Miriam, Aaron, Moshe. B'yoyim Tlusoi, on the 3rd day, which is like the Rabbanim will see in a minute, because they said there was only 2 days of Prisha, and the 3rd day we got the Torah. B'yachet Tlusoi, on the 3rd month, Nisan Iyar Sivan. Command this price is like Rabbanan that has only Torah being given after 2 days of Prisha, not 3 days of Prisha. So the Mefarshim explain What's this point of Tlisoy? Everything is in three. Why is it in three? So I saw a few pshatim. One pshat is, the pasuk says, V'chut ha-meshulash lo-b'mher yinotei. A thread that's twined three times doesn't break. So everything was b'meshulash. Another thing the Imri Emes says pshat is, because the Gemara says, lo'olam yashlish adam shnoisav, a person should divide his life, his days into three. Shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'gemara. A third learning Torah b'ksav, a third learning Mishnah, a third Gemara. So that's why shlish, thirds, are very appropriate to Kabbalah Satayra. The Mefarshim also point out that when we speak about the threes, everything that we speak about in threes work in levels. For example, Urim Tlusoy, we said meant Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. Ksuvim is less than Nevi'im. Nevi'im is less than Torah. Am Tlusoy, Yisraelim are less than Levi'im. Levi'im are less than the Kahanim. Ayde Tlusoy, Miriam was less than Aaron, and Aaron was less than Moshe. B'yom Tlusoy, as we explained, is like this. The first day, we spoke about this yesterday, they had Prisha only by day, but not the night before. The next day, they had Prisha both by night and by day. And the third day was actually Kabbalah Satayra. B'yachat L'soy means like this. In Nisan, we left Mitzrayim, and we only had two mitzvahs. Mila and Karban Pesach. Then in Iyar, as we learned yesterday, in Mar, we got more mitzvahs. Shabbos and Kevod Aveim. And then on Sivan, we got the rest of the Torah. Says the Gemara. The Pasuk says, V'yisyatzvu b'tachta sahar. They stood under the mountain. And the question, as the Mashal explains, is, if we want to indicate that they stood by the mountain, it should say Yisyatzu B'tachas Sahar. What's the language B'tachas Sahar? Amar Avdimi B'chama B'chosa Melamet Shekof HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleihem Sahar Kigigas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, put the mountain over them like a vat. V'amalam, and he told them, Imat Mekabel Mas HaTorah. If you will be Mekabel the Torah Muta, fine. V'mlav, if not, Shom Teik Furaschem. You'll be buried there. So first, this, as I said, a lot to say. The first question is, what's this language? If not, you'll be buried. So I saw a beautiful vort from the Majid Sereba. The Gemara, we learned in Masechta Baruch Hu, says, L'olam yargus adam yetzatayva yetzahara. A person should have the yetzatara, have the yetzatara prevail over the yetzahara. Nitzchai, if he's successful, mutav, great. Imlav, yasik b'tayra. He should learn Torah. Nitzcha, mutav, great. V'mlav, yikka krishma. If not, yask aloyim hamisa. To remind them that we're all going to die, and that will take care of Yetzirah. So when we learn the Gemara Masechta the Brachos, we ask the question, if reminding him that dying works, so let's go straight to that. Why try anything else? So we answered, that dying is pretty sad. It's not something we want to have in our mind all the time. So we try to avoid it. So the Gemara says like this, Im at mekabel mas ha-tayra, if you'll have the Torah, and that's the way you'll be able to prevail over the Yetzirah, mutav, great. Mimlav, the only other Yetzirah you'll have is take for askim, you'll have to remind him about death. Now the question is, what's pshat that he was like a gigas, like it was a vat? What is the lesson? So I saw two pshatim that are really different, but they both teach us a lesson. The Meroi Meisada says, if somebody would be under a vat, he would suffocate. We have no air. The lesson here is that without Torah, we're going to suffocate. We can't survive. Other Mefarshim say, I saw a beautiful vort from Moshe Soloveitchik from Switzerland. He says, shout like this. He says, if you want to say that we would have been under a vat, why do you say under a vat? You could say under anything. He said, a vat is pretty big. He says, theoretically, you could live your life under a vat. It would be a pretty difficult, it wouldn't be a very great life, living your whole life in a closed room under a vat. But you could do it if you needed to. So he says like this, a person can live life without Torah. But what kind of a life is it? It's life under a vat. It's a meaning, it doesn't have much to it. We got the Torah, that's what gives meaning to our life. Now Tosfos asks the obvious question. We all know that Klal Yisrael said, Nas v'nishma. So if Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma, why, that we were very happy to take the Torah, so why do we have to be forced into it? So Taisha says, because when Klal Yisrael, we know that the Kabbalah of Torah, there was fire and thunder, it was an awesome sight, and that's what got them scared, and that's why they had to be forced into it. So now the question is obvious, and Tosfos doesn't ask it. So don't make Kabbalah Satorah that way. Make Kabbalah Satorah a pleasant event, and nobody will get scared. So the Mefarshim say a tremendous lesson. Kabbalah Satorah had to be a frightening event, because to be Mekabel Torah when everything is great, to learn Torah when life is great and you have no headaches, that's easy. The lesson HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach us was that with Tachas Hagigas, when life isn't that great, you still have to learn Torah. Another pshat is that it was they were only Mekabel Torah Shebiksav, not Torah Shebal Peh. When they heard there's a whole Torah Shebal Peh with all these Darabonans, they got nervous. That they had to be forced. And the Mefarshim say that's the comparison to a gigas. What is a gigas? A gigas is a barrel. It's a receptacle. Every word of the Torah, you just see the Torah Shebiksav, but below it, there's a big barrel full of other things in it. The Sfas Emes says that they had to be forced on the three mitzvahs that there are Yehorek Val Yavu. We know there are three mitzvahs that a Jew has to be ready to give up his life for. Gila Raish, Vichastamim, and Avodah Zarah. When Klai Yisrael were Mekabel the Torah with Nasav and Nishma, they did not know that this is what's involved, that it has to be also that there's also Mesiras Nefesh. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching them was that even those three mitzvahs you have to give up your life. And that's why he says Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says LaHaloch LaMaisa, that let's say a Jew did serve Avodah Zarah instead of giving up his life, he's not Mechuyiv Misa. Why? He said, because that wasn't an original deal. So since it wasn't an original deal, we don't have to give up our life with Namachu Yemis if we didn't do it. The morale says Pshat like this, similar to what we said before. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to teach us is that if we would have accepted the Torah only on our own terms, then let's say, you know, we'll say later, deal is off. We don't want it anymore. So now the deal is off of no more Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is not a reversible deal. I'm forcing you to take the Torah and you can't reverse it. Says the Gemara, and again, there's more to say, we'll stop with this. Amar of Ach Yaakov, Mikam Midor Rabba L'Raisa. From here, a person has the right to say that I was Mekabel the Torah under duress because I didn't know that this is, I didn't want it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced it. So if I'm over the Torah, if I transgress something, it was done under duress. It doesn't mean anything. Ask all the Rishonim, so how come we find that Klai Yisrael was put into Golus and to other Tzaras because they didn't follow the Torah? They have a legitimate excuse, the Gemara says. So Mefarshim say that a few answers to this question. One answer is that when we were put into Golus, when we were in Eretz Yisrael, the deal HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with us going in Eretz Yisrael is that we only could keep Eretz Yisrael if we follow the Torah. So if we don't follow the Torah, we can't stay in Eretz Yisrael. So the goal is, that isn't a contradiction to this Gemara. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, based on what we said before, even we agree that the Torah Shebiksav, we were Mekabel. It was the Torah Shebapeh that we weren't Mekabel. So the Tzoros that we had was because we transgressed the Torah Shebiksav. Other Rishonim, doesn't seem like Tosfos learns that way, say that by Arvas Maya, before we left the Midbar, we were Mekabel the Torah again, and that was the Torah that we accepted, not under duress, and that's why we get a punishment if we don't follow the Torah. The Mefarshim ask, the halacha is, Dina de Machusa Dina. If the government makes a rule, we have to follow the rule. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech HaOlam. He made a rule, we have to follow the Torah. So how could somebody say it's under duress? If you don't want to pay taxes, you'll say, I don't want to pay taxes, I'm under duress. Is that acceptable? Of course not. So Mefarshim say, the halacha of Dina and the Machusa Dina only applies when all people are treated equally. But we weren't all treated equally because only Jews got the Torah, not anybody else. So you don't say Dina and the Machusa Dina. But there is one more shayla halacha l'maisa. Chemda Shloima asks a question. The Gemara Masechta Babasra says, Taluya v'zovin, zvina zvina. If you force me to sell my house, and I actually go through the deal, the sale is a sale, even though I said I don't want to. So, ask the Chemda Shloima, why is it different over here? True, Klai Yisrael didn't want the Torah, but they accepted it. So once they accepted it, the deal should be a deal. So the Chemda Shloima says a very interesting difference. He's like this. Let's say you come to me and tell me, I'm forcing you to sell me your house, and I sell it to you. at the end of the day, I got the money. So the deal is a deal. Over here, Klal Yisrael didn't get any schar. They didn't get any reward when they took the Torah. So there we don't say that a tluy v'zovin, the deal is a deal. Others say pshats like this. Why a deal under duress is considered a deal? Because at the end of the day, I got the house, I gave away the house, and I got the money. And you could say, I thought that maybe at the beginning you weren't happy, but at the end you accepted it. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu, when you're doing a deal with Hashem, Hashem knows what's going on in our hearts. And Hashem knew that we weren't happy. So there, everybody will agree that Tluy V'Zovin is not a sale. Says the Gemara, Omer Rava, Apikain, even though Hoda Kiblu B'Meyach HaShverish, Klai Yisrael was Mekabel Torah again B'Meyach HaShverish, the Ksiv, Kimlu V'Kiblu Yehudim. It says in the Megillah, Kimlu V'Kiblu Yehudim, and like the Mashal explains, it should have said Kiblu V'Kimu. First they accepted, and then they did it. Why does it say the other way? Kimu Masha Kiblu B'Kvar. They accepted what they had accepted previously. So, Mefarshim say a few things here. First of all, the obvious question is, it says, Hodu Kiblu B'Meyach HaShverish. They should have said, Hodu Kiblu B'Mei Motchev Esther. Why are we giving credit to HaKashverish? Why are we giving credit, why we should say Motchev Esther? So I saw from the Vision Tzereba, a great part. He says like this, it goes back to something we said before. To follow the Torah in Motchev Esther when everything is growing great, that's easy. Hodu Kiblu B'Mei HaShverish, when Klal Yisrael were in Golus, and they were under a king like HaKashverish, still Hodu Kiblu, they said, we will follow the Torah under all circumstances. What's pshat? So I saw a beautiful pshat. The Gemara Masechta Bava Basra, another Gemara. The Gemara Masechta Bava Basra says like this. Let's say you and I own a piece of property together, and you decide to build a fence around it. I could tell you, I didn't ask, now could you ask me to pay for half of it? I say, I didn't ask you to build it, I don't want it. But the halach is, let's say I build a fourth wall. You built three walls. Once I built the fourth wall, then the Gemara says, Megalgam of Asakal, you can force me to pay for the other three walls. Because I'm showing that I'm happy with the fence. What happened by Megillas Esther? In Megillas Esther, we added a whole bunch of mitzvahs. Kriyas Megillah, Matanis Lav Yoinim, Shalach Manas. If we're not happy with mitzvahs, so why are we adding more mitzvahs? The fact that we added more mitzvahs proves that we like mitzvahs, and that's a proof in all the other mitzvahs. The morale says this. One more vart. That's why it's interesting. All other Megillas, not everybody is makbid, that the Megillah should be written on a klaf, with a cipher, with certit. It doesn't have all the halachas. It's not people that are makbid, but generally people are makbid. Megillas Esther has to be written with all the halachas like a sefer Torah. Why? Because Megillas Esther represents the Kabbalah Satayra. So that's why Megillas Esther has to look like a Torah. Says the Gemara, Amar Chizkiyah, my diksev. The pasuk says, Mishmaim Mishmata, din Eretz Yar V'Shakta. From Shmaim we heard, the land was quiet, feared, and was quiet. Im yaro lam shakta. If it's scared, why is it quiet? Im shakta lam yaro. If it's quiet, why is it scared? El betchila yaro. First, the world was scared. U b'soif shakta. And then it was quiet. V'lam yaro. What was it scared about? Kidrei shlokish. Domrei shlokish. Ma'idik siv. V'yer v'yvayke yoyim hashishi. So what did it say? Hashishi. It said shishi. Hey yisera lamali. V'lam in shehisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu masa bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a deal with the whole world. If Yisrael makabel Torah, if Klai Yisrael makabel Torah, atem eskaimim, you will exist. Vemlav ani mascha eschem esayi vavayu, the world will stop to exist. As Tosfos Masechta Avodah Zarah, we just finished learning that according to Rav Yossi, Kabbalah Satari wasn't a Yom HaShishi. Kabbalah Satari was a Yom HaShvi. So what did it say? Tonight was a Yom HaShishi. So Tosfos has two answers. One answer is, because even according to Rabbi Yossi, originally Kabbalah Satari was supposed to be Yom HaShishi. Just Moshe extended it. So that's why the deal was made with Yom HaShishi. The other thing was Yom HaShishi, because we learned according to Rabbi Yossi, the first day that they came to Midbar Sin, nothing happened because of Chol Shad Orcha. So it was the sixth day from when HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they began dialoguing. Darsh Rav Samoi. B'shar shekdim Yisrael nasal nishma. When Klai Yisrael said nasal to nishma before nishma bar shishim rubim shem lachim sharis. 600,000 malachim came l'kalech v'echem Yisrael to every Jew kosh leishnek sarim and gave him two crowns. Echad kenegad nasal v'echad nishma. One for nasal, one for nishma. The kimi shechatu Yisrael and Klai Yisrael did avera. Yod mei v'esrim ribuim malachim chavala. 120,000 bad malachim came with Pirkam. Shnam v'siatzlu b'nei Yisrael's edgem erachayiv. They lost their crowns from erachayiv. Amar Rav Chama bar Chanina b'chayiv tanu. In chayiv they received the crowns, and b'chayiv parukh. In chayiv they lost the crowns. B'chayiv tanu k'damar. In chayiv they got crowns like we just explained. B'chayiv parukh they lost them k'diksiv v'yisnatzu b'nei Yisrael. They lost their crowns. Ask Tosfos, why do we need 600,000 to put on and 120 to take off, double to take off? So Tosfos answers, it's easier to do good than to do bad. So one malach was able to carry two crowns when it put them on, but taking it off you need separate malachim. Other mefarshim say like this: before we did the aver of egel, so nasav and nishma went together, so it's one malach. What did we do when we did the aver? We separated the nasav from the nishma, so now we need a separate malach for nasav and a separate malach for nishma. The Beis Halevi explains, why did we get two crowns? If Nasav and Nishma is one thing, one crown. So he explains that in learning Torah, very important Beis Halevi, there are two concepts. One concept is learning to know how to do the mitzvahs. We have to learn Masechta Shabbos to know how to be Shoyim Shabbos. And then there's a concept of learning for the sake of learning. Not everything we learn is relevant l'aloch l'maisa. They got two crowns, one for learning what you have to know, and one for learning just for the sake of learning. There's an interesting vart, it's a very chassidish vart, but I'll say it anyway, from Rabbi Tzadok. Why do chassidim wear a different hat on Shabbos than they do during the week? So he says, because Kabbalah Satari we learned was in Shabbos. That's why he says Masechta Shabbos is where we have the sugya of Kabbalah Satari. And in Shabbos we said they got a crown when they got the Torah. So in Shabbos they got a different hat, so that's why in Shabbos you should wear a different hat than you wear all week. Or a different yarmulke. Amar of Yochanan, so Rav Yochanan says, the Kulan Zach Moshe, all of these crowns Moshe Rabbeinu that Klal Yisrael left, the Notlan, the Samach Lei Moshe Yikachas Oil. So Mefarshim explain, it's not Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu. It says in Pirkei Avos, Kesa Torah anybody could get. Moshe doesn't mean Moshe Rabbeinu, it means anybody who learns and teaches Torah has the ability to take that crown. That's who the crown was left for people who learn Torah. Omer Resh Lakish, however Resh Lakish says, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachzirim lanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return it to us. Shenam v'fiduya Hashem ishuvan, those that were redeemed by Hashem will return. Uvat Tzion Barina, they're going to go to Tzion with joy. V'simchas Olam al-Roisham. Simchas Olam, the simcha that they had previously, this crown will be al-Roisham on their heads. Omer Reb Loza, B'shosh Shignim Yisrael Nasa l'Nishma. When Klai Yisrael said Nasa before Nishma, Yotza Baskol, and Baskel came out, who revealed to my children Rozed the secret Shemlach Esharos Mishtam Shemboy, that this is the secret the Malachim use. The Ksiv Baruch Hashem Malachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses his Malachim, Gibayre Kairach, the strong people, Oisei Dvaroi, that follow his orders, Lishmoy called Dvaroi. Bereshi Oisei, first they do, Fahad Lishmoy, and then they listen. So they don't ask questions. And the Mefarshim explain what's pshat in Nasav and Nishma. They say that a person who's sick, let's say somebody comes to a doctor, and the doctor diagnoses him that he's very sick. So he doesn't have time to start asking the question doctors. The doctor right away rushes him to an operation, or first gives him the medicine, then will ask question. The Klal Yisrael was a Memtesh Shari Tuma. They couldn't have time to start questioning the Torah. We had to get the dose of Ruchnius. Then Vahad Lishmaya, then we could learn. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chama bar Chanina, my diksiv, ketapuach ba'atzei hayar, like an apple in the yar, lom nimshi Yisrael tapuach, just like, why is Klal Yisrael compared to tapuach? Loy melach, to teach us, ma tapuach zer, piriya kodim la'aloi, first the fruit emerges and then the leaves, af Yisrael, the higdimu nasa, the doing in a mitzvah, came before Nishma actually learning. I just want to say, there's an interesting shaila the Rishonim already discussed. We said Kodesh Baruch Hu made a Tanai with Masa Bereshis. If Klal Yisrael are Makabel the Torah, great. And if not, the world will be destroyed. So the question is, was that a one-time Tanai, going back to Kabbalah the Torah, or was that a daily Tanai, that if people will not learn, the world will be destroyed? So the Nefesh HaChaim says that the existence of the world depends on people learning Torah. And that Tanai exists every second. That condition exists every second. And if there will be a moment where people will not be learning Torah, the world will not exist. And those people that do learn Torah are the people that give existence to the whole world.
That's where there's different time zones.
Right. Ahut Stoiki, the Chazi L'Rava, there was a Stoiki that saw Rava, the Kamai Mishmatz that was learning, the Yosfa, and he was so engrossed in his learning, the Yosfa had Spasa the Yod, and he was sitting on his fingers, Tusikara under his feet, the Kamai Tzbuhun, he was squeezing his fingers, and from all that pressure, and he didn't know what was going on, the Kamavan Atzbosei Doma, he was bleeding. Amlai Ampaziza, you're a nation that doesn't think, you just don't pay attention. The kedmisu pamaychul adonaychu. Your mouth went before your ears. A kat bechuzmaitz kam, and you still have this nature. Bereishi baylchul mishmu. If first you should have heard what the Torah is all about. Im etzisa kablisu v'loy kabloy kablisu. If you could follow it, great. If not, not. Amaleit, so he said to them. Anan the skinina b'shlimasoi. We trust Hashem implicitly. Ksibon, it says by regarding us tumas yisharim tanachin. The fact that we follow straight HaKadosh Baruch Hu will console us and lead us properly. Hanach Inshin, but you, the Sagna Belulosai, that you always go with trickery, you're not straight with Hashem. Ksiv, Behu, it says regarding you, the Solaf Boigdain Yajdain. The people who don't go straight will be turned away. So I saw a beautiful pshat from the Beis Halevi in this Gemara. The halacha is like this. Let's say I do a deal with you. That I make up a kinyan, even if I do it with a kinyan, that whatever you tell me to do, I'll do. I'll follow you no matter what you tell me. The halach is that that deal is a meaningless deal. Why is it meaningless? Because it's open-ended. You can't make a deal that doesn't have any definition to it. So how can I be mechai myself? How could I be obligated to follow everything you tell me if I agree to be your eved? If I agree to be your servant, then everything you tell me I have to do because I'm your servant. So that's what the Mefarshim say. The Mefarshim say that Klal Yisrael, when they were Mekabel the Torah, they didn't just make a deal whatever Hashem says we'll do. That's what the guy wanted to do. But that deal means nothing. What we agreed to do was that we'll become a Kadosh Baruch Hu Zavodim. We become a Kadosh Baruch Hu Zavodim, we have to do whatever he says. Before we go into the next Gemara, two more things. The Gemara says, Mi gila labonai raza. Who taught my children this secret? So Mefarshim asked, why are we called in this Gemara Kadosh Baruch Hu's children? We should really, just based on what we said, be called his avodim. So I saw a beautiful vart. What is the difference between an eved and a son? What's the difference between a servant and a son? A servant does whatever his boss tells him. He's a great servant. We're talking about a great employee. Whatever his boss tells him to do, he does. But if his boss doesn't tell him to do anything, he doesn't do it. What does a son do? A son doesn't just do what his parents tell him. A son tries to anticipate, what would my father, what would my mother want me to do? Migila Labanai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Klal Yisrael acted not like workers, not like servants. They acted like Banai. They acted like children. And that's why they deserve what all the schar. Tosfos asks, that the pasuk that says Ketapuach Ba'atzei Hayar is not talking about Klal Yisrael. The pasuk says that we were like the apple, but the pasuk is not talking about Klal Yisrael. The pasuk in Shir Hashirim is referring to Hashem. So how do we use the pasuk of Ketapuach Ba'atzei Hayar to refer to us? So Taisha says that the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, it's going on a different pasuk. The pasuk says Dereich Apecha Ketapuchim, that is referring to Klal Yisrael. But it's a very difficult teretz, because if it's referring to Klal, if that's the pasuk that the Gemara meant, you should quote the pasuk the Gemara means, not a different pasuk. So the Nefesh HaChaim and the Chasam Sofer both say the same thing. Klal Yisrael are Kadosh Baruch Hu's children. Wherever our parents are is what we are. If our Kadosh Baruch Hu is compared to an apple, then we must be apples too. Continues the Gemara. Amar Shmuel ben Nachmeni Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Ma'idik Siv. Another pasuk in Shir Shirim. Levaftani achoysi kala, levaftani b'achas meinayich. You wink to me with one of your eyes. Betchila b'achas meinayich, first with one of your eyes. L'chshetasi, but when you acted properly, b'shtei inayich, both of your eyes. First it was one eye, and then it's two eyes. So I saw a beautiful pshat from the Manistrishna Rebbe on this Gemara. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us with two eyes? One eye is to look at ourselves. And the second eye is to look at others. Says the Gemara, B'tchila, what should a person first do? Achas meinayich, look at himself. learn Torah and perfect yourself. L'cheshetasi, when you know that you're already perfect and that you're already doing everything you're allowed to do, then b'shtei meinayich, then you can start looking at other people and giving mussar and thinking about other people. First perfect l'cheshetasi, make yourself right. Amar Ula continues the Gemara. Uluva kala mazana b'tocha pasay. The Klayusa was like a Kaddish Baruch's bride, and we were embarrassed the way we stood under the chuppah by Har Sinai. Omer Amarim Bered B'Shmuel my craw. Acha Melchim Mesibay. While we were in the Suda at the feast, near the Nesan Reichai, we give off a poor smell. Amar Amay Vadayich and Masa Kamon. But not that Kaddish Baruch no longer loves us. The Ksiv Nosan. It says Nosan Reichai. It gives off a smell. V'lo Yisriach. It doesn't say that we are completely with a bad odor. Ask Tosfos. We could have never said a Sriach anyway. The Torah never uses not nice language. So Tosfos says it could have said Ozav Reichai. What does it say? Nosan Reichai. Show that we still have a connection. Tana Rabbanan. The Pasuk says Olvim Ve'enin Olvim. We're embarrassed, but we don't get embarrassed. Shem Chabasam. We listen to people embarrass us for any machine. We don't respond. Oysim Me'ahava. We do the mitzvahs out of love. V'smechem Yisurim. And we are some meich even when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us Yisurim. Aleim Akos of Oimer. Regarding them, the Pasuk says V'oyavav Kitzeis Hashem Shugvarosai. The people who love him will be like the sun. Why are people who listen to their embarrassment and accept it considered like the sun? Because we find in Parashat Bereishis, Rashi quotes it, that the moon came to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the moon and the sun were the same. And the moon said, "Ein shteim melachim mishtamshim mekesar echad." You can't have two kings equal. So, what did the sun do? The sun didn't do anything. It just sat quiet. So the sun was the first one that every day, that accepted that somebody attacked it and it didn't respond. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says the people who act like the sun, those people, the people who accept embarrassment, will be strong like the sun. Amar B'yachar, Ma'idik Siv, Hashem Yitein Oymahat Amvasois Tzava Rav. Kol Dova Shadova Shiyitz Yotzmi Pia Gvura. Every word that came out from Kadosh Baruch Hu's mouth, like Kabbalah or Torah, Nechlik L'Shiv M'Shoynis, was divided into the 70 languages. Why was it divided into 70 languages? Because the Goyim should not say that they did not have an opportunity to learn Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah even in their language that they should have no excuse. Others say from here we see the primacy of Lashon HaKadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke in Lashon HaKadosh, but from Lashon HaKadosh, Nechlak got split off and evolved Shivim Lashonis, all the other languages in the world. Tanit Be'er Rishmol Ukufata Shefayt Tzela. The pasuk says, like a hammer broke, like a table of metal broken by stone. Ma Patizan Nechlek Kamen Tzoytzoys. Just like when you hit a bang, just like when you bang a metal, it goes into many sparks. Af Kol Dover Dibish Yotzim Pekadosh Baruch Hu. Every word Nechlek L'Shivim L'Shoynus was divided into the 70 languages. Omar Rav Chananu Bar Papa, Ma'idik Siv, Shimu Kenit Negidim Adaber. Listen to my words because they're like a minister. Lom Nimshul Divrei Torah Kenogid. Why Divrei Torah compared to a minister? Loy Melach. Man Nagad Zeh, Yesh Bar Lahamis Lahachis. A minister has the ability to kill, especially in those days, they didn't live in a democratic society. The king said, "You're dead, you're dead." After Retira, Yeshbem Lahamis Lahakis. The Retira have the ability to give us life or death. Hanadam Rava. Lamaminimba, people that learn Torah. So there's a few pshat in Lamaminimba. Simple pshat is Lamaminimba, people that spend and put in koiches, put in energy to learn Samadachaya. Torah is for them the best life. Lamasmilimba, the people that don't learn Torah, Samadamaisa, it could be death. The Mashal says, L'maminimba is people that learn Torah L'shma. Masmilimba means people that learn Torah Shlo L'shma. Another pshat is like this, going back to something we said at the beginning of the share. L'maminimba, people learn Torah, Sam D'chaya, that's the way they're able to prevail over the Yetzihara. L'masmilimba, people that don't learn Torah, so how do they prevail over the Yetzihara? Sam D'maisa, they have to mention the Yom HaMisa. So isn't it better to learn Torah to prevail over the Yetzihara? Amr Yishuv ben Levi, Ma'idik Serv, Tzra, Apostle and Shir Shirim. I'm sorry, you're right. The Gidim called Diva Vadiva Shyatsum Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every word that came out from Kadosh Baruch Hu, like we said in Amun Aleph, Kashmash next time we got two crowns. Amr Shimon Levi, Madik Sev, Tsrar Hamar Doidili Ben Shaddai Yolin. Amr Knesset Yisrael Fenekarish Bachar, Banish Loilin. Abi Shemetsum Emily, even though sometimes things go tough, there are Tsars. Doidi Ben Shaddai Yolin, I know you are with us. Eshkla Kaifa Doidili Bekarmi En Gedoi. Mi Shakal Shalai, the one who everything belongs to, which is Akarish Baruchu, Mechapeli Alavon Gedi. On the vine of the Avodah Zarah, which was made with an animal that I made for myself. My mashma the high karma lished in the machnashu. How does it mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu gathers it in? On mazut b'reider of nachma the kinnan kisei shel koyves, the cheer of the launderer shel karmelav sechavolim, that they gathered all the laundry on. Because the way they used to do laundry in those times was they used to wash the clothing and then they used to put it on a chair, and under the chair had like holes on the seat, and under it they put incense, and that's how the clothing had perfume on it. Continues the Gemara. Vamir Shuman Levi Madik Siv L'choyav Karugais Habosim Kal Diba V'Diba Shiyotzim Mekadosh Baruch Hu Nismala Kol Olam Kula B'Samim. The whole world smelled like B'Samim. Is the question of Kivish Diba Rish Nismala. If from the first words that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, the whole world already had this wonderful B'Samim, Diba Sheni L'Heichen Holach, where was the second? Says the Gemara, Holach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ruach Meitzroisov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out a wind from his treasure houses, Vayimava Rishon Rishon, the first summer went away, and then the second one came. Shenemar Shoshanim Noit Vaismor, Shoshanim means roses that give off a smell, it happened. Shoshanim means to repeat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept on repeating this process. Vam Rav Shuman Levi called Diva V'Diva Shiyotzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from every word that came out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth, Yotzim Neshmosan Shi Yisrael Shenemar Nafshi Yotzim V'Dabra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he called our souls went out when he spoke. Ask the Gemara, Me'achshim Diba Yerishin Yotzisod Neshmosan, if they died after they heard the first Diba of Anoich Hashem L'Kecha Diba Shem HaHechu Kiblu, they were dead. So how could they hear the second one? The towel with which HaKadosh Baruch will do Tchiyas HaMeisim, the Hechya Yisam. And they had Tchiyas HaMeisim. Shenema, Geshem, Nedavos, these rains, Tanef Aleim, Nach Lasecha, Vanilla Atokanata, you reestablish them. There's a very interesting Shaila that has Halach LaMeis ramifications. It says here that everybody died by Kabbalah Satayra. They died twice. And they had Tchiyas HaMeisim twice. So the question is, if they died, so how could they go back to their wives? They were dead. They would have to remarry their wives. So the halacha is, the Chidah says this. From here we see that if a person never completely died, even if he was clinically dead, he's not considered dead as far as having to be considered remarried. The Shaila came up when they started doing open heart surgery and they stopped the heart. Or sometimes people are considered clinically dead. So the question is, if they Baruch Hashem get well, are they allowed to go back to their wives? This is the Chidah says, a Rai, that there's no problem. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Kal Diva V'Diva, Yotzim Kadosh Baruch Hu, every word that came out from Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chazri Yisrael Lachreim Yud Beis Mil, Klai Yisrael were sent back 12 mil. Some of them malachim schlepped them back. Shnei malchei tzvoit yidodin yidodin, atikri yidodin el yidodin. They were schlepped back by the malachim. So first of all, the Mashal makes a very interesting observation. He says we just learned the Gemara, and the Gemara says all sorts of different things happen with Kabbalah Satayrah. It says they died. It says they went Yud Beis Mil. What happened? It can't happen. All these things couldn't happen at the same time. So he says, everybody, according to their madrega, that's what happened to them. Some people died, and some people were blown away, and some people smelled psalmim. According to who you were, that's how you reacted to Kabbalah Satayra. One more question. The halacha is that you're not allowed to go outside of the tchum on Shabbos. Yud Beis Mil, according to everybody, is outside the tchum. So how could they come back? They were outside the tchum, it was Shabbos. So Mepharshim say that even though they were outside the Tchum, they were all along in the Anan HaKavod. And if you remain inside the Anan HaKavod, you could travel as much as you want. Other Paiskim say, and they say it's Laloch Lamaisa. The only problem there is to go out of the Tchum is if you knowingly walk out of the Tchum. So if you knowingly walk out of the Tchum, you're not allowed to leave, you're not allowed to come back. Here they didn't do it on their own, they were pushed by the Malachim. If they were pushed by the Malachim, they could go back.